There has been lots of speculation as to whether or not Donald Trump is going to be running for a third term. And until now, all we had were statements from people who are either close to Trump or used to be close to Trump on whether he would run. And that is not the case anymore. Trump was asked point blank if he's running for a third term. And I think his response was very different than a lot of people thought. Remember, guys, please like the video and subscribe to my channel so I can afford a hair transplant. Here we go.
The Trump Organization is selling hats that say Trump 2028.
Yeah.
Are you seriously considering a third term, Mr. President, even though it's prohibited by the Constitution? Or is this about staying politically viable?
I will say this. So many people want me to do it. Mm-hmm. I have never had requests so strong as that. But it's something that, to the best of my knowledge, you're not allowed to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's constitutional that they're not allowing you to do it or anything else, but there are many people selling the 2028 hat, but this is not something I'm looking to do. I'm looking to have four great years and turn it over to somebody, ideally a great Republican, to carry it forward. But I think we're going to have 4 years, and I think 4 years is plenty of time to do something really spectacular.
The Constitution does prohibit it. Some of your allies are pretty serious about this, though, Mr. President. I've spoken to them. They say they are coming up with potential ways. Well, obviously, the biggest one would be a constitutional amendment.
That's because they like the job I'm doing, and it's a compliment.
I cannot tell you how many times I have had to tell people that Trump never once said he wanted to run for a third term. He's never said it. It has only come from other people. And what Trump says here at the end is actually really telling him it's important. He says it's a compliment. When people say, I want Trump to run for a third term, it's a compliment. And from random people like you and I, it's simply a compliment. But here's what I think. This is what this means for the inner circle of Trump and his administration. The only people that are close to him that say this are wanting to suck up to him. They want to suck up to Trump. If you want Trump to like you, you say to his face, I would love if you ran for a third term. And that is, it's stupid, it's lunacy. I've said from the beginning, it's not good for Republicans. And you'll remember that Steve Bannon, I've talked about it a few times on my show, was one of those loony and stupid people who clearly want to suck up to Donald Trump. Steve Bannon has really fallen off. If you don't know, Steve Bannon used to be pretty close with Donald Trump. He's not anymore at all. And he's repeatedly talked about trying to get Trump in for a third term. We talked about it when it came out, but here is just one video of many where Steve Bannon said 100% Trump would be president for a third term.
And President Trump, I'm a firm believer that President Trump will run and win again in 2028. So I've already endorsed President Trump. A man like this comes along once every century. If we're lucky, we've got him now. He's on fire, and I'm a huge supporter. Want to see him again in 2028.
Oh, you know he's term limited. How do you think he gets another term?
We're working on it. I think we'll have a couple of alternatives. Let's say that. We'll see what the definition of term limit is.
He's an idiot. And I'm sorry, because every time you see people talk about this, Republican approval tanks. It's not good. Independents don't like it. Steve Bannon only says stuff like this to be in the good graces of Donald Trump. And it hasn't worked because, again, Steve Bannon is completely out of it now. And he goes through this routine of, oh, I'm mysterious. We'll figure it out. Oh, you don't get to know about it right now. We're working on it. No. That's what Democrats do. Republicans aren't supposed to do that. We elected Donald Trump for transparency. That is like one of the biggest values that Republicans hold right now. That's why DOGE is so successful with Republicans and a lot of independents. We don't want the mysterious elitism of Steve Bannon. And what people like Bannon do is they drag Trump down. As usual, guys, Trump's political instincts are correct on this. By the way, pursuing a third term is really only possible one of two ways. And they talk a little bit about it in that video. The first is that it would require a constitutional amendment, which politically is impossible. It is literally impossible. You would need an approval rating of like 66% to do that. You obviously need super majorities, I believe, in the Senate and the House to do that. And you need the states involved. Again, it's politically impossible. It's stupid. So politically impossible, by the way, that Joe Biden on the way out tried to declare a constitutional amendment. It didn't work. It's not real, but he just declared it because he knew that whatever he wanted to do was not going to get through because Republicans would block it, because it does require supermajorities, just as it did when the 22nd Amendment was passed in the first place, which bars presidents for running for a third term. The second way that Donald Trump feasibly could do it is by being J.D. Vance's vice president and then having J.D. resign or die. But I'm assuming that's not, that wouldn't be part of the plan. The problem with that, though, is that it would be such a large scandal that it would ruin the Republican Party forever. Just think of how duped people would feel if they voted for J.D. Vance and then he stepped down and Donald Trump picked it up. I know that there'd be some Republicans that would be very happy about it. It would be cool in some ways. The general, again, the independent class, the voters that can be swung either way, are not going to look upon that favorably. It would be like Kamala Harris cooing Joe Biden out of the nomination. That's what happened. The only thing is that was a nomination, not a presidency. So if you saw the Democrat Party fall apart this fall like I did, it would be like that, but times 10, because again, it's not with the nomination, it's with the presidency. What happened was the Democrats did that, and they looked like a bunch of elitists. No one trusted them anymore. The same would happen with Trump and Vance if they pursued that. Fortunately, they're not going to, because Donald Trump is a lot smarter than Steve Bannon. So guys, in the same exact interview, Trump was asked about his successor in 2028, since he's not running for president, and he was a lot more candid this time than he has in the past when asked this question. Here's what he said.
I know that you are only 100 days in, but as we sit here today, who do you see as your successor, Mr. President?
Well, it's far too early to say that, but I do have a vice president, and typically it would be, and JD's doing a fantastic job.
He would be at the top of the list?
It could very well be. I don't want to get involved in that. I think he's a fantastic, brilliant guy. Marco is great. There's a lot of them that are great. I also see tremendous unity. But certainly you would say that somebody's the VP. If that person is outstanding, I guess that person would have an advantage. But I think the other people would all stay in unbelievably high positions. But, it could be that he'd be challenged by somebody. We have a lot of good people in this party.
So the beginning of his response in that is not unlike the other responses that he's given to that question. But then, towards the end, he slips out the two names, J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio. And it's impossible for me, I look at Marco Rubio specifically, it's impossible to see the responsibilities that he's given to Marco Rubio right now and not think that Donald Trump trusts him tremendously. Because right now, if you don't know, Marco Rubio is running like four things. He is head of USAID. He's obviously Secretary of State. And he's running Mike Wall's position, the NSA, I think it was. I don't even remember at this point because Marco Rubio has so many jobs. And Marco Rubio, because of all of that, is probably the second most powerful person in America right now, in the Trump administration, other than Trump himself, of course. And so I think slipping those names is telling. Because you can say, oh, it could be anyone. But then you say the names. Clearly, those people are top of mind. And obviously, it seems obvious to me that J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio would be top of mind since they are the most powerful people in his administration other than Trump himself. There are a lot of other great people, by the way, which Donald Trump talks about. I love DeSantis. I love Glenn Youngkin. I love Brian Kemp. The reason why I love them, by the way, is I think governors have a good hold on, if you're going to go for a politician, I think governors have a really good hold on how to be an executive because they've been an executive in their state. They're going to upgrade it. And I think the governor of Virginia, Georgia, and Florida, those are the kind of states where I'm like, yeah, that's a good starter for what the U.S. would look like, because those are more or less swing states. Florida's obviously more red. Virginia's a little more blue, but they have both Democrats and Republicans in them. And I think that those three people have a really good hold on politics right now, especially in convincing a lot of people that they got to go Republican rather than Democrat. I think it'd be hard to beat those two if you're a Democrat. However, if I had to pick between Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance, I would pick Marco Rubio ultimately. And the reason why I say that, he has proven in the last few months that he knows how to get work done and weed out corruption in the bureaucracy in a way that we just quite haven't seen from J.D. Vance yet. J.D. Vance, because he's been a senator and now vice president, he's had jobs that are just a little useless, if we're being honest. Like senators, they got a lot of other people they have to compromise with. Vice president, as we all know, does practically nothing. And so J.D. Vance talks really well, and a lot of things he says is fantastic. But Marco Rubio does all of that, and he's actually done the stuff. And I think he's obviously very trusted by MAGA and Trump as well. So I look at Marco Rubio, I think it's fantastic. If you look at the recent polls for the 2028 Republican primary, this is actually how it shakes out. This is the most recent one. You have J.D. Vance at 60%, Ron DeSantis at 9, Marco Rubio also at 9, Kristi Noem 8, Tucker Carlson 5, Glenn Youngkin 3, Vivek Ramaswamy at 1. Kristi Noem and Tucker Carlson are the stupidest answers I've ever heard of. Not that I hate either of them, they're just not. I mean, Tucker Carlson doesn't want to be president, sorry. Kristi Noem, a bit of a cosplayer in my opinion. She likes holding guns and taking pictures. Any of the rest of those names, fantastic. And it's impossible to not see that J.D. Vance right now has a commanding lead at 60%. That's huge. So we'll see if it holds. Obviously, a lot happens in campaigns and races. One thing, though, that seems very clear from this interview with Donald Trump is I do not think that Trump is going to endorse anybody for the primary. It seems like he wants to just let it play out. Unless it comes down to like J.D. Vance and Chris Christie, then of course, it would never come down to them anyway. But if it did somehow, then of course he would endorse J.D. Vance. But if it's between Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance, as I think it will be, I think that's my prediction at this point, I think Trump will stay out of it. And I think he'll just endorse the winner later. Hey guys, I'm excited to announce that I'm officially rolling out my new Substack. If you didn't know, Substack is simply a newsletter that allows me to share daily news with you guys in your email, as well as my opinions on it and commentary. It's completely free to you if you subscribe, and you can cancel anytime. In addition to news and commentary, I'm also going to be showing all the behind scenes stuff and the inner workings of the show, as well as it has direct chat between you guys and myself, so we can bounce political ideas off each other and interact directly. So you can go check it out right now, guys. The link is in the description below. So socialism is making quite the comeback right now in everyday conversation online as well as on TV. And I know I'm not the only one sick of it, because Scott Jennings over at CNN smoked one of their resident socialists over the Democrats' tax plan. Take a look.
Right now, the biggest bright line, and you're going to see this argued for weeks between the Republicans and the Democrats, other than immigration, which is huge, is on taxes. President Trump wants to cut them, the Democrats want to raise them, and the Republicans need to get behind the commander-in-chief and do it.
This, I mean, no. Democrats do not want to raise taxes. Yes. And that Democrats do not want to raise taxes. I just want to say that right
there. Well, they want to raise taxes on rich people.
Well, on rich people. So, I mean, so like your friends like Elon Musk and Donald Trump and all of those people.
What people? Give me an idea.
Like your friends, like Elon Musk. They are the ones.
Agree, my friend. But who else? Like, I'm just trying to decide who's rich.
Who's rich? Your friend.
No, this is the big problem for Democrats. You can never define who's rich.
I'm telling you exactly, your friends.
Because when you come right down to it, what Democrats believe is that anyone who pays taxes is rich enough to have them increased. If you vote against this bill, then you will. The tax cuts will expire, and everybody with a job who pays taxes, their tax will go up. That is a Democrat position, is it not?
Scott Jennings nails it on the head there. They cannot define what is rich, because at the end of the day, all of this comes down to envy. If someone, this is according to Democrats, if someone makes more than you, they deserve to be taxed to infinity. And it's the reason why Bernie Sanders, for example, his whole slogan is tax the billionaires. It's not tax the multimillionaires, because Bernie Sanders is worth like $20 million. We're good. Don't go above 20 million. That's the rule, because I made 20 million. That's what Bernie Sanders says. Nobody wants to be taxed. So they always say, just tax the person right above me. Doesn't matter how much money you've made. On the left, this is what every person thinks. Every person thinks that they are the victim of someone who has made more money than them. That is the whole dogma. And the real secret to wealth, this is what people who are actually wealthy realize, the real secret to building wealth is to stop being a greedy leech like that lady on CNN and get to work, create value, good ideas. In any case, the reason this is all being brought up right now is because of the tax cuts. Because what we have right now, Trump gave us the tax cuts at the end of 2017. They're fantastic. I'll talk about them in a second. They're astounding. And they expire this year unless Congress renews them. And if they're not renewed, then everyone's taxes is going to go back to the Obama era taxes. And the lie from Democrats right now is that the tax cuts only help the wealthy. And that is just not true. We're going to dispel it right here. Here are the real tax cuts that he passed. And remember, if these don't get renewed, we're going to go back to what they used to be. So the first one, and again, you can decide for yourself, does this help the rich or not? The corporate tax is the first one. And I have to say, some of these stun me. The corporate tax went from a progressive system like the income tax to, and the top was being 37%, and it went down to a flat rate of 21%. So that's massive, but that's corporate and people don't care about that quite as much. This is where it gets personal. This is for individual people. The child tax credit doubled from $1,000 to $2,000. In other words, in 2016, under Obama, If you had four kids, you got a $4,000 tax credit. Today, you get $8,000 because of Trump. And again, that would go back to $1,000 if this wasn't renewed. Almost every income tax bracket went down as well. All the lower ones went down. If your tax bracket was 14%, it's 12% now. Everyone's taxes went down. And here's the real doozy, guys. This is the one that really surprised me. The standard deduction doubled, like doubled all the way. The standard deduction, for those of you who don't know, is an amount of money that the government will basically take off of your taxable income every year when you file your taxes, regardless of your actual deductions. So let's just say you deduct $4,000. Those are your charitable contributions, your mortgage interest, and you deduct it. Even if it's only $4,000, it doesn't matter. You can then use the standard deduction instead and get a $15,000 deduction or $15,000 off of your taxes if you don't itemize them. And that used to be, not instead of $15,000, it used to be $7,500. So that is huge. That is huge, especially not for rich people, because rich people are going to itemize their deductions. That's for middle-class Americans who use the standard deduction anyway because they don't meet above it. So they're not going to itemize it. So that's massive. And frankly, guys, again, upon reviewing these numbers, I was shocked about how I always knew the tax cuts were good. I was a fan of them. Obviously, I want them renewed because I'm a normal free market conservative. But upon reviewing them, they completely stunned me how massive they were. If these went back, we would go into a full-blown recession. No question. All companies have it baked in that this is the tax rate, regardless of the fact that it hasn't been renewed yet. They just believe that it's going to happen. And luckily, again, somehow the narrative has changed. Let's tax the rich and let's stop giving these tax cuts to the rich. It's not a tax cut just to the rich. This is a tax cut for everybody on paper. Fortunately, it would be so colossally awful if this didn't pass that it is almost certain it will be passed because Congress would be screwed, both the Democrats and Republicans. So just remember, though, this is the important part, is that Democrats would rather tax you double this year and call Republicans dictators than actually just be honest, tell you how it is, and give you a tax cut. I know you guys enjoy reading, so I wanted to introduce you to my book, A New Cult. It's up on the bookshelf over there. I talk about how the left has literally devolved into a cult, talk about some crazy stories I know you'll enjoy reading. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. Please like the video and subscribe to my channel so that the YouTube overlords will share this video with other good patriots like yourself, and you can check out another video right here.